TV screen is Nosferatu by F.W. Murnau from 1922.
Tilted, decrepit headstones
lie half hidden in masses of noxious rotting vegetation. Above the rest, silhouetted against the living sky, an August monument lifts its austere, tapering spire, like the spectral chieftain of a Lemurian horde. The air is heavy with the noxious odors of fungi and the scent of dim, moldy earth. But to me, it is the aromas of Elysium. It is still, terrifyingly still, with a silence whose very profundity bespeaks the solemn and the hideous. Could I choose my habitation, it would be in the heart of some such city of putrefying flesh and crumbling bones. For their nearness sends ecstatic thrills through my soul, causing the stagnant blood to race through my veins and my torpid heart to pound with delirious joy. For the presence of death is life to me. Dweller by H.P. Lovecraft from the March 1940 issue of Weird Tales. It had been old when Babylon was new, not knew how long it slept beneath that mound, where in the end our questing shovels found its granite blocks and brought it back to view. There were vast pavements and foundation walls and crumbling slabs and statues carved to show fantastic beings of so long ago, past anything the world of man recalls. And then we saw those stone steps leading down through a choked grate of graven dolomite to some black haven of eternal night, where elder signs and tribal secrets frown. We cleared a path, but raced in mad retreat. When from below we heard those coming feet. Under the Tomb by Robert Nelson, from the May 1935 issue of Weird Tales. Dread beings groping sport in gory lakes, a foul mist creeps and feeds on swollen slugs. From beds of perfumed plants squirm beaded snakes, and like a flower grown from sable drugs, a moon of steel drips blood upon a sky, darkened by what men phantoms prophesy. But this has ceased and passed, and now in that pathetic, crumbling woodland, beneath the tomb, the dead sup with the dead. Our flowering back and searing candles cleanse the rotting gloom, and they who stood in sorrow's joy and pain tread now through hell's ecstatical refrain. still beneath, where bloated babes are kept in glacial rooms, and skulls are lit as lamps to guide through life beyond, and where are swept green veils of oozing slime and deadly damps. There is an everlasting resonance pealed by the tomb and glad deliverance. We got one more poem for you tonight by a real famous author, someone who's been around for many, many years. This guy created Conan the Barbarian, and his name is Robert E. Howard, and the poem is Fragments. And so his boyhood wandered into youth, and still the haze is thickened round his head, and red lascivious nightmares sheared his bed, and fantasies with greedy clawing tooth burrowed into the secret parts of him. Gigantic, bestial, and misshapen paws gloatingly bubble each white youthful limb, and shadows lurk with scarlet gaping jaws. Deeper in a twisting maze, a monstrous shadow shot with red and black or gray is dull decay in rainy days. He stumbled onward, but ever at his back he heard the lecherous laughter of the ghouls under the fungoid trees. Lay stagnant pools, wherein he sometimes plunged up to his waist and shrieked and scrambled out with loathing hate, feeling unnumbered slimy fingers press his shrinking flesh with evil dank caress. Life was a cesspool of insanity. He saw through eyes accursed with unveiled sight, where lust ran rampant through a screaming night, and black-faced swine went from the devil's sty, where grinning corpses fiend in heaven walked through the world with talon hands outspread, where beast and monster swaggered side by side, and unseen demons sprung a maddening tune, and naked witches, young as brazen eyes, flaunted their buttocks to a lustful moon. Rank shambling devils chased him night on night, and caught in for him to a flaring hall, where lambent in a flaring crimson light, a thousand locked-on faces lined the wall, and then they flung him naked in a sprawl, before they went back, women's clamor fall. How dark, inhuman, strange, her deep eyes shone. I am